We invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, He Created All. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from Colossians chapter 1, verses 16. For all things in heaven and on earth were created by Him. All things, whether visible or invisible, whether thrones or dominions, whether principalities or powers, all things were created through Him and for Him. I have just read from the New English Translation. Falad grew up in the shadows of dark power. His father was a renowned native doctor, feared and revered by many. Even politicians and chiefs came to consult him. From a young age, Falad was groomed to take over the family mantle. He learned to chant, conjure, and send spirits on errands. By the time he was in secondary school, he could already perform rituals that made grown men tremble. When he got into the university, he met a Christian lady who paid him no attention, despite his charms. Offended by her refusal to engage him, he decided to unleash the spirits he controlled to torment her. But that night, something strange happened. Those spirits never returned, and Falad was suddenly struck with a severe migraine that wouldn't go away. Rituals failed. Sacrifices didn't help. That's when he realized the girl was protected by a power far greater than his. That painful night became a turning point. Falad began seeking the truth and eventually encountered Jesus Christ. He gave his life to Christ and was delivered from his dark past. But the battle wasn't over. When his father heard the news, he was enraged. He joined forces with the most feared sorcerers in the land to teach Falad a lesson. They began to summon principalities, beings Falad had once called on, to afflict him and bring him back into darkness. Falad began to sense the pressure and felt fear trying to creep in. Then one day during Bible study, he read Colossians 1:16, and it was like a light exploded in his spirit. Whether thrones or dominions, whether principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. Suddenly he saw the truth. Even the principalities and powers that were now fighting him were created by Christ. Though they had fallen and now oppose God's people, the power they misuse was originally given to them by Christ, and they, along with all things, are now under his feet. See Ephesians 1:20-22. They are not gods. They are not in charge. They are not equal rivals to Christ. They are rebellious creatures operating on borrowed breath and misdirected authority. They don't have more power than they had when they were created. This revelation changed everything for Falad. He no longer feared their attacks because he understood his position in Christ. To abide in Christ is to dwell in a place of absolute dominion, far above principalities and powers, Ephesians 2:6. In time, his father, after being struck by a debilitating stroke, called Falad to his bedside. There, broken and humbled, he confessed, repented, and gave his life to Christ before passing into eternity. Friend, many believers suffer under fear and oppression not because Satan is too powerful, but because they do not know who they are in Christ. The principalities fighting against us were once created for Christ's purposes, and now, even in rebellion, they remain under his authority. And if you are in Christ, they are under your feet too. Go into today remembering that all power belongs to Jesus. Those who abide in him walk in the victory he already won. You don't fight for victory, you fight from victory. Prayer. Lord, open my eyes to know who I am in you. Help me walk in the authority you've given me. Deliver me from fear and let me walk in your victory daily. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Proverbs chapters 2-3. Our Bible reading plan is continuous. This means that if you're just starting with us today, by this time next year, you would have completed the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Today's reading comes up next. Proverbs chapters 2 to 3.
My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding. Indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless. For he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair, every good path. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will protect you, and understanding will guard you. Wisdom will save you from the ways of wicked men, from men whose words are perverse, who have left the straight paths to walk in dark ways, who delight in doing wrong and rejoice in the perverseness of evil, whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. Wisdom will save you also from the adulterous woman, from the wayward woman with her seductive words, who has left the partner of her youth and ignored the covenant she made before God. Surely her house leads down to death, and her paths to the spirits of the dead. None who go to her return or attain the paths of life. Thus, you will walk in the ways of the just and keep to the paths of the righteous. For the upright will live in the land, and the blameless will remain in it, but the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the unfaithful will be torn from it.
My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and humankind. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, as a father the son he delights in. Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her. Those who hold her fast will be blessed. By wisdom, the Lord laid the earth's foundations. By understanding, he set the heavens in place. By his knowledge, the deeps were divided, and the clouds let drop the dew. My son, do not let wisdom and understanding out of your sight. Preserve sound judgment and discretion. They will be life for you, an ornament to grace your neck. Then you will go on your way in safety, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Have no fear of sudden disaster or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked, for the Lord will be at your side and will keep your foot from being snared. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in your power to act. Do not say to your neighbor, "Come back tomorrow, and I'll give it to you," when you already have it with you. Do not plot harm against your neighbor, who lives trustfully near you. Do not accuse anyone for no reason, when they have done you no harm. Do not envy the violent or choose any of their ways. For the Lord detests the perverse, but takes the upright into his confidence. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the righteous. He mocks proud mockers, but shows favor to the humble and oppressed. The wise inherit honor, but fools get only shame.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.